The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven after the hour, the Doug Steffen Marathon. Seven after.
You said that.
I did say that?
You said that.
Who said that?
You said that just now.
I did. Did you say it too before I said it?
No.
You say, he say, we say, they say.
Right.
It is 7 hours, a little late because Ed put soap in the laundry.
What you washing there?
No, don't worry about us.
No. Well, I'm washing the usual. Meredith's gone for a couple of days, so I'm back to my old bachelor ways of washing my own. She's spoiled.
Wait a minute. Before we get into the big news of the day.
Yes, Rich.
You mean to tell me that now that you have a lady around the house.
Yes.
She does the laundry for you?
She does. She likes to do laundry. I never minded doing laundry, but before
nobody
I get
likes
to her,
to do
she
laundry.
She likes to have things clean. And so there's a whole new, as a new sheriff in town, I didn't never necessarily worry too much about dirty clothes if they piled up here, there, and
but
everywhere.
That's what I was going to get at more than Rich's story here, mm-hmm. is that you're actually doing laundry. I don't remember you ever saying that you did laundry before.
It was assumed that you always did, but I've heard you vacuum.
Yeah.
I've heard you dust.
Yes.
But I've never heard you do laundry.
Never heard you do laundry.
Yeah.
In 8 years, cook. I've never heard it.
I am very eager to keep the place nice and clean. It's pristine now. Richie, you've been here.
You're a new man.
And it has the house.
I need Meredith to take pictures of, I want pictures of two things.
Really?
I want pictures of your studio.
Uh-huh. Studio's a little messy.
Okay. And I want pictures of the dining room table.
Right, you would definitely.
There are several reasons that I know Meredith is like.
There's nothing on the dining room table, if that's what you're getting at.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know that Meredith is your ultimate girl, but here's how I know that the icing is now on the cake. You're actually doing laundry while she's gone.
Well, Jennifer, I know you've been to Doug's house, but.
Never been inside.
Never been inside, okay.
Yeah.
His dining room table
get me outside.
Is basically where he keeps his paperwork for the whole year. So it is never cleared.
Dining room table used to be where I did my taxes.
Right.
Like a filing cabinet.
So every month, his statements and receipts would go in a pile, and then the next month, a new pile, and then the next month. So all year round, his tax paperwork would collect on top of his dining room table. And that's just how he organized himself. Instead
with
of
your
buying
farm and radio show,
you know, they have these things called filing cabinets.
Okay. You sound like Meredith. Now let's keep going.
I don't know where you were going.
Where was I going?
We have to talk about this White House Secret Service thing.
Well, the Secret Service is what Richie's getting at. Secret Service is under fresh scrutiny. The intruder who climbed the fence made it much farther into the White House than the security agency has acknowledged. This is yet another example of how we have given over to people who don't do their jobs. These people should all be fired.
Oh.
Fired.
Without a doubt. The guy who's running the Secret Service, this guy made it all the way into the East Room.
Mm-hmm. With the family. That's close to where the family lives.
Yeah. He ran past the stairway to go up to their private residence to get to the Green Room and the East Room.
Yeah.
Which tells me he knew where he was going inside that White House, right?
Well, if you can.
Because he could have turned right, he could have turned left.
He didn't go up the stairs.
Yeah.
So that tells you that. But we got a couple of problems here. A, the alarm bell was muted by request of the building staff in the White House. So the guard at the front door never knew that he got over the fence until he came in, and then he knocked her down, overpowered her. Ran down the thing, and then another guard came and tackled him and finally subdued him. So,
the what lady, I love about this is that the media played this like, oh, he went in, he made a sandwich, and they laughed it off. This is a real serious deal.
This is huge. You don't think that terrorists and people who want to do us harm around the world are looking at this.
Well, that's
one.
The way you look at it.
This is my floor plan. Yeah. Thank you, Omar Gonzalez. You just gave me my floor plan.
The lady who directs the Secret Service, Julia Pearson, facing lawmakers today for a public accounting of the details surrounding this embarrassing and more worrisome security breach at the White House. There are a lot of congressmen who are, gunning for whoever they can gun for. It's election time. Hello, ding, ding. Certain amount of that in explaining what's going on in the attention that's being given to this. Excuse me. The other side of it is that it's a pretty, it's not just embarrassing, but there are people who do want to do us harm. Mm-hmm. And this is a worry. The security has gotten worse. They are not better, even though they've added more agents. This is the same thing. Throw money at everything. All the problem, we need more money, more money, more money. Bourgeois. You need to have people that do their jobs, period. End of story. Fire these people. Fire the director of the VA. Fire the director of the IRS. Fire these people. Get rid of them. What are they holding on to these people for? You and I are paying for these incompetent nincompoops.
Subpar,
we're paying through the nose the highest possible amount of money that we could be paying, and we get nothing. Squat.
What's the
leadership.
Solution? We're going to close down more of the street? Is that
yeah,
what the
right.
solution
yeah.
is?
Yeah, well, either that or we put up higher fences instead of people. This is stupid beyond stupid.
Would not last in the private sector.
No.
If someone bum rushed a Bank of America like that, I guarantee you those people would
be
out.
Shoot them.
You know what? And that's what I found amazing is that he was actually tackled and subdued in the White House. I'm surprised they just didn't take him out.
Yeah.
Right, the guy's, he's lucky to be alive. Maybe he doesn't want to be. But I'm surprised they just didn't take him out.
Hmm.
And how do you overtake a White House Secret Service guard?
Well, why is nobody paying attention? Why is looking at the cameras?
Why isn't that the biggest, baddest person you ever saw sitting at that one?
Right. Okay. What was that guy's name? Odd Job. Remember him from the James Bond movie?
Right.
That's who should be.
Okay. Yeah. You need Mongo sitting there.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it is a worry. It is a problem. It is a concern, and ought to be, frankly. It is not acceptable under any circumstances.
They have the news, ABC News, has a virtual reenactment of what happened with a diagram of the White House and how the guy got in and where he went with, like, fake red and blue.
Greetings. People. This is the White House. Welcome.
Unbelievable.
It is. It is another symbol and symptom of how badly things are being
guaranteed.
How embarrassing that we even talk about this American supremism that we think we have. I mean, what a joke.
Yeah.
We don't even have to deal with that anymore. You think anybody else could run into the head of the country's house? No.
In 6 months, there's a 100-foot perimeter around the outside of the fence.
Yeah. What for?
There's a second fence line.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steph in the Good Day program, story of a Pittsburgh man facing charges of pumping more than $43,000 worth of gas, leaving his former employer to foot the bill. The Pittsburgh paper reports today Thomas Jones
into what?
Allegedly stole a gas card from BW Wholesale Florist, began filling people's tanks. The company says he was fired for poor attendance. And the crime flew under the radar for months. This guy was fired last November.
No.
And they looked. It took him. This guy should work for the government that runs this company. It took him this long to find the fact that he had spent 40. They kept paying the bill every month without knowing what the bill was. $43,000 worth of gas. How about them apples?
That's fantastic.
Isn't that interesting? All right, so let's get to some of the things that are going on this weekend, this month, that are of interest and import. Jennifer's going to be involved in this cancer walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Was it October 17th, you told me? October what?
It's the 18th.
October
18th.
Okay, October
18th. Register now.
Register now at DougSteffen.com or MakingStrides.org. And if you're going to raise some money. $50, for example, can help four rides to and from treatment center for people who have a breast cancer. $100 can help guide four women facing breast cancer through every step of their journey. $500 donation can help offer a breast cancer patient and their caregiver five nights of free lodging when having to travel away from home for treatment, that sort of thing. That's what you're pledging support for when you either decide you want to participate directly or help support those who are working amazingly to help support the fight against the women facing breast cancer.
And if you pre-register now and then you come on our Facebook page or email us and you tell us that you pre-registered, you'll be qualified for a little gift bag that we can send out to you, which then qualifies you for a larger prize, a $1,500 cash prize to help you go anywhere in the country that you want to go to walk with a friend. Maybe come you want to go to L.A. for a few days and walk with Jennifer.
Huh.
And you know what's cool about the gift bag, guys?
Yes, what's cool?
It's pink-themed.
Really? What a surprise.
Yeah, breast cancer's, yeah, breast pink. Cancer's pink.
October is breast cancer month. All those pink ribbons and that sort of thing. All right, so sign up. Do a good thing for somebody other than yourself, although you'll feel wonderfully, you'll feel rewarded for participating. Visit our Good Day
all
site.
All the information's at our Facebook page, too, yes, and online.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Yep. Or makingstrides.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TATC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
All right, as we were talking about the cancer walk in October being breast cancer month, September is ovarian cancer awareness month. Time to understand the risk factors and show support for women living with the disease. Here's Chanel Carraway with some more information for you to think about.
Ovarian cancer is the eighth most common cause of cancer death for women worldwide, largely because it's often diagnosed at a late stage and the symptoms may go unnoticed. Wendy Lancaster-Homer, co-chair of the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition's Board of Directors.
Despite advances in treatment and diagnosis, for the 75% of ovarian cancer patients whose cancer has spread by the time of diagnosis, the five-year survival rate is less than 50%. So there is a real need for additional therapies and for additional support for women living with this disease. It's important for women to understand their risk factors, as developing ovarian cancer is influenced by several key factors, including age, genetic mutation, environmental, lifestyle, early diagnosis, and family history.
If you're living with ovarian cancer, be sure to talk to your doctor about all of your treatment options. For more information and support, visit myocjourney.com, sponsored by AstraZeneca, to find the support you need to live your best life.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Part of any good morning program, and I consider the Good Day program to be a good morning program. So let's go back to this week in 1971 when Rod Stewart had the number one song.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you. It's late September and I really should be back at school.
Song, frankly. Some of the stuff he's done I'm okay with, but this, I don't like the theme behind this, the lyric content of the song. They're very negative. So, and it was, but it was a real life story. He had had a relationship with an actress named Mae Britt, and she was the, so this was a, like, Taylor Swift sort of protest song against somebody that he'd been close to in his life.
Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore.
Yeah, right.
You know, back when I was big music radio.
Yeah, right, Rich.
We used to go on the remotes, you know, and there was always this woman that would show up at the remotes, and she called herself Maggie May.
Really?
I have no idea what her name was. Her name was like Barbara or something like that. But she was just one of those radio station groupies that followed all of the events, and she followed all the jocks and everything. And, of course, the jocks wouldn't talk to her, so that left me.
Yeah. That's gone, Richie.
You ruined this song forever.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, 26 after the hour. Late night show comedy time now. Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, who normally isn't funny. Let's see if we can find an exception here.
But I'm going to give David Letterman about 4 seconds, and if he's not funny in 4 seconds, we're moving on.
All right. Well, he's going to talk about Eric Holder, so maybe you can get something funny out of that. Let's get started with Conan, however, with his joke.
It was revealed today that the White House fence jumper, remember that guy from like a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
He got deeper inside the building than previously reported. Unbelievable, yeah. In fact, for 20 minutes, he was acting Secretary of Commerce. People were like, I think he signed like 3 pieces of legislation.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. No, when asked for comment, Joe Biden said he made it much further than I've ever gotten.
That's great.
Congratulations to Chelsea Clinton, who gave birth to a baby girl named Charlotte on Friday. Congratulations. Or as Hillary described the baby, third in line to the throne.
So Eric Holder has announced that he's leaving, and so Obama doesn't know where to... I mean, where do you get an attorney general? And I said, well, hell, just wait for another guy to hop the fence. Hire him. They're just coming right in.
Not bad.
New information came out this weekend that a gunman fired several shots at the White House in 2011 without the Secret Service's knowledge because they thought it was construction noise. To be fair to the Secret Service, it can be tough to hear gunshots from inside a Colombian prostitute.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, he's getting the best ones lately. Oh, great Lord. Writing.
All right, so in addition to the late night shows, we have a little excerpt from Ellen DeGeneres' program yesterday afternoon.
I have it. It's great. It's large, and it's bigger and faster, and then if it snows, you can sit on it, and you can just hold on, go down the hill.
She's talking about the new iPhone 6.
Use it as a sled.
The best thing, though, is the video that we have up there still posted from Uri Geller. He attempts to bend smartphones in the same way he bends spoons. You can listen to that.
He does bend the iPhone.
Yes, right.
Yeah. With his mind.
It's bendable.
Everybody's doing it, yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's bend the phone. Remember that song?
Bend the iPhone tomorrow.
Good for you, Richie. Yeah. Congratulations, sucker. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Gara LaMarche and Ron Christie. Coming right up, do the Republicans have a certain forbidding feeling about the Electoral College going forward because of demographics and policies?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for LaMarche and Christie. Given the decline of white voters without college education and the rise of Latino voters and liberal millennials, aren't Republicans a little nervous about the Electoral College in 16 and beyond?
It doesn't worry me so much for this upcoming cycle, as Gary actually predicted that there are more Democrats in cycle this race. I'm worried about 2016. You're going to have a lot more Republicans who are up, and if the Republicans do happen to take control of the Senate this cycle, I think they could very well lose control of the Senate in two more years. So the question becomes, politics is always about addition rather than subtraction, and what the Republican Party has done a terrible job of doing in years past is finding ways to recruit more people who are non-white, who are highly educated, who are members of ethnic minority groups, women, et cetera, that, you know, if I were Reince Priebus sitting over in the RNC building, this would keep me up at night.
That's certainly true, although the Republicans have proven very adept at subtraction with all these voter suppression laws because they understand the realities of the situation, which is that the more people vote, the less likely they are to do very well.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Gary.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $43.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Stephens Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I approaching, if you will, attacking the major issues of the day. President Benjamin Netanyahu, I would be I'd pull an Uri here, with whom I had an interview a number of years ago, and I was one of my trips to Israel. Michael Harrison and I spent about 45 minutes with him, and this was when he's been in and out of leadership there. Mm-hmm. He's a politician, and not unlike our politicians here, they're always politicking.
But I'll tell you something, Dougie.
Yes.
That's a leader. That's a guy who stands up for his country.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether you agree with him or not, he is constantly standing up for his people. He's not apologizing. He's just doing
well. There's nothing to apologize for. He addressed the UN yesterday. That's the focus here in New York, to warn that the gravest threat to the world today is the on getting nuclear weapons. He equated Hamas to ISIS and said they're all basically one in the same, and they are. There's a coolness between him and Obama because politically they are miles apart in terms of their philosophy, never mind Israel. Netanyahu is educated here in the United States, and when you talk to him, as we did sitting, one of the things I was going to point out in the Knesset building, which is basically like Congress is here, all these people, whether past or present, have offices. You see all the old politicians in Israel, they have offices. People who have been in office, out of office, who want to be back in office, they all have offices in the Knesset building. And Netanyahu had his little, like, closet, little corner room. We just about all three of us fit into his office at the time. And we conversed with him as I'm conversing with you. This is one of the things to underscore what you said a few minutes ago, Jennifer, about him being a leader. He's interested in power, for sure. People who run for these offices, who want to be in charge, are all about that. But there was a difference in him, or I felt a difference in him, in that he has the American education, he has the American background, and he applies it to how Israel ought to be run. That's why Israel is, in part, whether he is responsible for it or whether it just comes as part of the territory. Israel is a very interesting combination of the West and the Middle East put together. It is. It feels like when you're there, depending on where you are with malls and shopping and business, that you're in an American city. But yet when you drive and you go outside of the city, it feels entirely different. And there's nothing that I've ever had experience-wise in my life to compare with standing on the Mount of Olives and looking down into Jerusalem from the top of this hill. And you think about the biblical impact of what went on there, the history of what goes on there, history that's still being made. And these people, we have no idea. In a sense, I suppose, like New York with some of the gangs, these people are on top of one another. Israel is so small, and everything is so close together. When you picture the bombs going back and forth and the missiles and that sort of thing, when we think about that, we think about intercontinental ballistic missiles, and they go across the continents. No, there's 12 miles here. That's it. Between Palestine and the coast is 12 miles. And that's what's always being attacked. And so put yourself in the position of being in a country or being someplace where you weren't wanted, and people were always like the Hatfields and the McCoys. That's basically what this is.
The Palestinians, these people aren't wanted in the world most of the time.
Well,
anti-Semitism. Yeah.
Yeah. So at any rate, the United Nations there's been strange sort of relations between the Israelis and the United Nations. You remember the resolutions that were passed to separate this group from that group. But when you see them all together, at least the Palestinians, they're all wearing suits and ties, and they all look like they're running IBM or something. And yet they're these cutthroat bastards who are aimed at doing nothing other than getting the Israelis out of there. They're not going to, and you'd think sooner or later they'd learn that. Most of them know it esoterically, but because the people who live in this country are so misguided and they're so full of hate, the only way politically for you to have any basis of success in Palestine is to say, let's go get the Jews. That's it. That's their whole reason for being. The Hamas group and the leadership of the Palestinian Liberation and all of these people, they have one thing in mind, and that's it. Kill all the Jews or get them out of here or both. And that's their... But yet, if you talk to people, I remember sitting at a table with youngsters who were going to school in one of the more progressive areas. They were Palestinians. They were, in other words, they're Arabs. They were Jews that were in school together, Christians going to a private school. I remember interviewing them all. And they were, and that's where Netanyahu came from, by the way. He came out of that program. And so he has a world view that's much different than people who don't have experience or haven't been out of the country. And just it really is very, very interesting to understand what goes on there. And whether or not Iran is the threat that he says they are, they're not good. I mean, I don't think there's another way. But they aren't good guys. And most of the negatives in the Middle East come from Iran, or they come from Syria. And look at what Syria is all about today. The guy, Assad, who is one of the avowed purposes of his group or of his country or his leadership is to get rid of the Israelis, too. But he's got his own problems fighting ISIS. And now he wants us to use the bombing to get rid of his the rest of the people who don't like him, trying to get rid of him, trying to get rid of his the legions of people that are against him, and he wants us to bomb them all. And this is the guy we were trying to get rid of 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. It's really pretty incredible.
Lesser of two evils.
Yeah. Well,
yep. For now.
Manner of speaking.
Funny how that constantly changes.
In a moment, a focus on Tracy Morgan's lawsuit here on Good Day. It's 19 before the hour.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
What?
Fish in a bucket. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. Water contaminants continue to be a concern for consumers. In particular, emerging contaminants in drinking water are making consumers worried. Now, home water treatment systems are available that can reduce these contaminants. Rick Andrew with NSF International explains.
Emerging contaminants include new types of herbicides, pesticides, and some pharmaceuticals which find their way into drinking water at trace levels. While these contaminants are not a public health issue, 82% of consumers are concerned about negative health effects.
NSF International, a global public health and safety organization, launched a new water quality standard to address these concerns. Andrew adds,
we understand consumers want the best water possible for them and their family. That's why NSF International developed a new standard that sets guidelines for water treatment devices. It verifies that devices reduce up to 15 emerging contaminants. Look for the NSF seal on product packaging.
To find these products, visit nsf.org/consumer.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D. Defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
All right. So you heard the story. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program, by the way, for those of you who are just joining us, coming into the world of Tuesday, the last day of September, three more months. Christmas is 90 days away.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You're being silly.
No. So here's a Christmas gift idea. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Some perfume that was found in a smuggling ship that sank off the coast of Bermuda 150 years ago has been analyzed and recreated in a new fragrance, which is now for sale. It's not a commercial.
That's kind of cool.
What's it called?
Perfume waited 150 years to be worn, and now finally it can be, says Isabel Ramsey Brackstone of the Bermuda Perfumery. The launch event in New York City, attended by Catherine Zeta-Jones. Is it Zeta or Zeta?
She's a Bermudian, by the way.
Yes,
they live
right
there.
Yeah, she has an island residence. The perfume, originally created in the 1800s, being shipped on this steamship Mary Celestia, which was used during the American Civil War to get around the naval blockade imposed by President Lincoln. The ship sank, and the perfume has been on the ship now. They have, isn't it amazing, these treasure hunters, they go to these ships, they find them, however they locate them, and they use now the new technology and find all kinds of valuable things. They'll make millions selling this sort of thing. So the story is at DougStephan.com.
Call it a Bermuda Triangle, John.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay.
That's awesome. Get all lost in the scent.
Meanwhile.
You can use that.
Very good. So Tracy Morgan's suit against Walmart. He was, according to Walmart, who has testicular fortitude here, in a manner of speaking, they're not rolling over. I guess my question after you hear this, what do you think, what did you expect from Walmart under the circumstances? He's suing them for lots of money, but remember his limo was struck by a Walmart truck. The truck really basically ran over
They were like a limo bus, one of those short buses.
Yeah, right, that they chop up and, anyway, so he, according to Walmart, was partly to blame for the injuries he suffered because he was not wearing a seatbelt. So they're basing their defense against Tracy Morgan, who I think is suing them for $14 million or maybe $140 million, some ridiculous number. Yeah. Yeah, they absolutely should. So how does Walmart look in this circumstance? What do you think, good or bad?
When I'm not a driver, fan of Walmart. Been on the road
for a
24 hours.
24 hours.
Yep.
24
hours.
They
need
hours.
To shut up and pay up. And I normally don't say that, but in this case, absolutely.
You know, and I defy you to find anybody who wears a seatbelt on one of these little buses.
In a limo, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the these are party vehicles more than anything else.
Yes.
I often wondered when hearing about this if there wasn't too much partying going on, including with the driver, until I found out what actually happened. The driver of the truck really is or was at fault. There's no question. There was no question in my mind about it. But just think about it for a second. The ideas here. The Walmart has this approach. I mean, this just kind of shows you what they're all about, generally speaking.
You know, and right after the accident, they were all up in the news. Oh, we're going to do whatever we can to support Mr. Morgan, and you know, this is totally our fault and our responsibility. Now we get down to brass tacks.
Right. What kind of money is it going to cost us to do this? Climate change issue continuing to be a part of a conversation here, there, and everywhere. Last week, the United Nations wrapping up its annual session this week. Last week, the biggest protest wasn't aimed at Mr. Obama. It wasn't aimed at anybody from the Middle East. It wasn't aimed at any country. It was aimed to bring attention to global climate change and global warming. And whether or not, I'm just sort of thinking about how this whole season, this last 2 weeks of presentations from governments all around the world, nobody gathered this kind of these numbers for any event except the people who are interested in, it's called a People's Climate Group. And they organized the People's Climate March. 100,000 people came to the streets of New York to march about energy sources, there are some people that walked or rode bikes all across the country to be involved in this. So I guess as a follow-up to that, I'm wondering whether or not you know what your town, your city is doing to fight climate change. Are they on board? Brian Osich has the list of 10 cities that have been awarded for their efforts and innovation in tackling what some say is our planet's biggest challenge.
Siemens and the city's climate leadership group, C40, announced the winners of the City Climate Leadership Awards 2014, honoring 10 cities all over the world for excellence in urban sustainability and leadership in the fight against climate change. From the United States, Portland, Oregon, and New York City took the honors. New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio.
As the largest city in the United States, we have a special obligation to be a trendsetter. But this award reminds us that this is a mainstream issue. this is an issue people feel at the grassroots, and it's an issue that demands action.
Roland Bush, CEO of Siemens Infrastructure and Cities Sector, says the number and quality of environmentally impactful and innovative city initiatives from all over the world overwhelmed him.
70% of the CO2 emissions are coming from cities, so therefore if you want to fight climate change and you want to win that battle, we have to fight it in cities.
For more information about projects of finalist cities, go to cityclimateleadershipawards.com.
DougStefan.com. Find out what's going on today. Sort of the off-the-wall stuff or things you wouldn't find out every other place.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Stefan Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time with a focus on several different marketable items and or issues. We started with Shelley Palmer, who is our tech reporter here most every day. Today he talks with you about how the website BitTorrent has gone from a place of pirated files to one where you can legitimately download music. So BitTorrent in the focus in just a moment here on Good Day.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Radiohead fans woke up to a fun surprise recently when frontman Tom York released a new album on BitTorrent through its new Paygate feature for bundles. BitTorrent has worked to rebrand itself from a pirate paradise to a legitimate place for artists to distribute their music. BitTorrent's first bundles kept content behind a gate unless you provided more info like your email address. Tom York's newest album, Tomorrow's Modern Boxes, is the service's first pay-gated bundle. Anyone can download the single and video for free, but unlocking the rest of the album costs $6. It's fitting that Tom York is the service's first paid artist. Radiohead released its 2007 album, In Rainbows, as a download with a pay-what-you-want model. BitTorrent takes a 10% cut, but the publisher and artist get the rest of the money and the associated fan data. Time will tell if BitTorrent's service is a viable option for artists to launch new music, but as a platform with hundreds of millions of downloads, it's at least worth a look. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stefan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
What makes a good thing even better? How about having twice as much of it? For a limited time, Boost Mobile now offers you double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Yes, double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Let that sink in for a second. Okay, now just to make sure you heard me right, Boost Mobile is now offering double the high-speed data while dropping the price. I'm not kidding. Unlimited talk and text, and now with double the data starting at only $35 a month. That's lots of freaking data for not a lot of dough. Listen, you've got to get in on this double dose of data. Seriously, why pay more when you can pay less for twice as much? Hurry up. This offer will not last forever. Visit BoostMobile.com or your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Offer ends 11/3/14. Boost has no annual contract. Double the data from Boost's previous offers. Offers and coverage not available everywhere and subject to change. Offer network use rules and other restrictions apply. Visit BoostMobile.com for details.
As we focus on technology, there's a focus on earthquakes and wildfires, all the sorts of things that are disaster-oriented. Be prepared in the event a disaster may affect you, and know how you can save your life using technology. Chanel Caraway has more on why now is the time to keep your safety top of mind.
It's National Preparedness Month, and OnStar is supporting the Federal Emergency Management Agency's disaster preparedness campaign called America's Preparathon. Crisis Incident Manager for OnStar, Mary Ann Adams.
We're encouraging individuals, organizations, and communities to take simple actions to increase their preparedness for a potential disaster. It's a time to create a plan, build an emergency kit, practice emergency drills, and know how to reconnect with family after a disaster strikes. You can find out more at ready.gov.
Adam says it's also a good idea to know how to connect with emergency responders in times of danger.
OnStar's Crisis Assist Service helps subscribers before, during, and after severe weather events, like tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, and other natural disasters. Remember, with the push of the OnStar button, specially trained advisors are available 24/7 with services like routing assistance and connection to 911 while offering pre-arrival medical instruction.
To learn more, go to OnStar.com.
Being a new mom can be overwhelming, especially battling tough diaper rash. That's why I use pediatrician-recommended Balmex Diaper Rash Cream. Only Balmex helps treat and prevent diaper rash with ActiveGuard, which neutralizes harmful irritants in wet or dirty diapers. In fact, Balmex reduces redness in just one diaper change. Trust Balmex, the solution for tough diaper rash that really works. Look for Balmex in the baby aisle at Walgreens, CVS, Target, and Walmart.
It's the anniversary of 10,000 people. No, I'm sorry. It isn't. I'm looking at the wrong item here.
Huge.
The anniversary of Microsoft releasing MS-DOS 6.2.
Oh, wow.
1993.
That's old school.
It is old school. As far as we can tell, it was because IBM had just released their DOS. What does DOS stand for? DOS.
Disabled on your system.
No. See, we don't even remember that.
No, I don't know what it stands for.
Nah, I remember it, but I remember the term.
If I see it, I would know it, but I don't know.
Anyway, Bill Gates giving $50 million to help fight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.